Now we talk with the head coach of the Sacred Heart Eagles, Coach Destry Sterkel. And Coach, well, a hard-fought game. Your guys gave it 100% and then some, and just came up a little short, but you got to be happy with the how the boys played.
Yeah, that's a great effort by our men. That was just fun to be a part of. No quit in them. That's kind of the identity we've taken on the last however so long, 6, 7, 8, 9 years of just trying to never be outworked and play together. And, man, that's what we did tonight. Fell up just a little bit short, but couldn't be more proud of that effort. And credit to Fertile for advancing. But real proud of our guys and what they displayed today.
And if Fertile Beltrami Swenby doesn't hit those 4 free throws in the final 30 seconds, you might have been able to win that game.
Yeah, last guy we wanted to catch the ball to. We tried a couple double teams, but he's good. He's kind of slithers out of that, and you can kind of just throw it up to him, and he'll go and get it. And he's, you know, he's put in a lot of time, a lot of effort. He's going to make those free throws, and thought we got a heck of a good look of pushing it off the free throw. And Greg's actually a real good free throw shooter, just came up a little bit short. But, man, if that would have went, who knows, you know, force overtime and see where it takes us. But sometimes you fall short, and that's the message. You're going to fall short. If this is the worst thing that happens to you, things are going pretty good. You know, you're going to fall short in all areas of life. It's how you respond, and we know this group will respond quite well.
Josiah Sunby, I thought he had a great game, but the second half, he really tried to will his team to a victory.
Yeah, you know, it's 18 more minutes, do or die, and Josiah, all he wants to do every moment of his life is play basketball, and he really, really put us on his back and helped carry the load, him and Parker, and yeah, it's going to be a bummer not having Josiah in the program. He's, you know, cemented his legacy. He is who he is. He's the heart and soul of the program. He is the program. He's everything you want every one of your players to be. First one in, last one out, hardest worker, all the cliches that are cliches for the reason. Josiah Sunby will be missed. Love that kid to death. Love all the seniors. Love all these guys. You know, they're I'm like an uncle to them. I used to say they're like my brothers when I first started coaching. I was so young. Now they're like my uncles, or I'm like their uncle, and God willing, one day I'll say they're like my sons to me because I'll be old enough doing this.
Let's talk about your other seniors as well. They deserve what they've done with this program. You've been to state the previous 2 years. They've done something that Sacred Heart boys basketball has never done before, and they're leaving a legacy big time.
Yeah, they built the legacy. They did it the right way. They were in the youth programs. They saw the early success in the program with guys like Jack Gerber and Jordan Tompkinson and Brendan Bethke, Oscar Ortiz, and you see it build and build, John Fontaine, and they see that success and they want a taste of it. And those senior class, you know, we played two of them heavily, Mike Gapp and Josiah, but then you get guys like Johnny, Ben, and Jordan who stick it out, who know their role is different, but they know their important role. And you talk about it, you say everyone's role is important, but we truly believe that. We show it, we appreciate it, and those guys will be missed. But like we told them, you see other seniors do it, and we got a big junior class coming, and there's going to be guys in that class that might have to take on that role, and you either do or you don't. And fortunately, in the past and this year, we have been. And it's a credit to the kind of people they are. It's the credit to the families, credit to their parents. And all 5 of them will be missed. Love them to death, and it's going to be, next chapter. Exciting to see what they're doing and how they move on in life and how they grow and how they develop. And we hope we're just an important part along the way and something that they can bounce back when they need advice. They can remember something we might have said or even give us a call. You know, we're always there for them. Love those guys to death.
Coach, congratulations on another outstanding season, and hopefully it'll be a great offseason for you, and you're looking forward to seeing what Eagle boys basketball has up next year.
Absolutely. Great season, great job, seniors, and then just thank the fans, the community support, and then great guys like yourself and other radio stations that help carry the Northwest Minnesota basketball. Whoever comes out of this tournament, they'll put us on the map for sure. Excited for that, excited for next year.